You see, the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ and his love and his power and his salvation and his redemption and his restoration makes a difference, not just for us, but it's intended to make a difference for the whole world, for every person, in every place, in every circumstance. The news is good, but it's good for all. It's good for the prisoner. It's good for the Albanian and the Filipinos. It's good for those in Perth, and it's good for those beyond Perth. It's not just for us. And God has shaped us in ways so that we can serve and bless others, and bless them and serve them in ways that demonstrate this love and gospel of Jesus Christ, his kingdom, the way he works. And it's not that some of us do and then the rest of us, well, we can pick or choose it. This is what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to serve and bless in the nation and the nations, wherever we are. And God has made you uniquely. Only you can be you. That's how we started this 7 weeks ago. Only you can be you. God has made you, and God will use you if you're willing to make a difference in the world and the world around you. And so these are the areas that we've looked at already. We were looking at spiritual gifts, our heart passion, our natural abilities, our personality, our experiences, the things that make us who we are. And now we're saying, so what does that mean? Because now as we get to the end of it, and as you've been thinking about who God has made you to be, then God invites you to step into your God-given shape so that you can serve and bless others. Everyone has a place and a calling to belong, to worship, but also to serve and to grow and to go. It's not just that we have a place where we belong, we feel we're loved and we're welcomed in a particular place like here at Trinity, or that we get to worship, but there's more. We're called to serve and to bless one another and others, to grow in our life with Christ, and when we go from this place, to serve and bless others. God invites you now, step into this shape, the way that I've made you, to bless the world and serve the world around you. Everyone. We believe at Trinity that everyone is shaped by God to serve and bless other people. Remember from week one, you are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ so that you can do the good work God has planned for you. God has good works planned for you. He has things for you to do. And he'll use how he's created you to do those things, to restore God's mission, God's purpose, God's plans. What God is doing now, his activity, is to restore things back to the beauty, the peace, the harmony, the justice, the goodness of the way he intends life to be. That's what God does. That's what he's doing. It's his mission. And he says, come, I've made you and shaped you to join me in this also, to bring all things back into the beauty and harmony and peace and shalom, beautiful word, that God originally intended. Here's how we talk about ourselves at Trinity, about our mission, because we want to tie in with God's mission of restoration in the world, making the bad of the world somehow become good, that redeeming, restoring work that God does. And God says, Join me with it. So we say about us at Trinity that we are here to release the whole people of God. That's all of you. Say with me, the whole people of God. The whole people of God. Turn to the person next to you. Say, that includes you. And then turn the other direction and say, that includes you. Okay? The whole people of God. Everyone. In the whole mission of God, everything God is doing, everything good that God is doing to restore the world back to righteousness and goodness and justice and peace and harmony. That's the whole mission of God with the whole heart of God. It's how we do it. Out of the love that God has poured into our heart by the Holy Spirit for the glory of Christ and in the power of the Spirit. It is God who enables us to serve and to bless, to do good, to join him in this mission of restoration for the good of others and for the glory of Christ. John Wesley in the 1700s wrote it like this: do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. That's what we're called to. It's the mission of God, restoring all things back under Christ into the way that God originally intended it. And he says, I've shaped you to join me in that mission, to serve and bless those around you as a sign and a welcome back under God's good and beautiful and loving care and reign. To all of us, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are. And here's what we say that our goal is, or what our vision is, what we want to become at Trinity. We want to become a transformational. That means a group of people who bring change and transformation for the good. A transformational love God, love neighbor movement. Not an organization, not an institution, a movement. There is something powerful about a love God, love neighbor movement. It brings change and transformation and good and blessing to the world around. A transformational love God, love neighbor movement of Jesus-centered individuals and satellite communities across the Perth City region. That is, that there's an individual response to this. We're centered on Christ individually, but also all over Perthshire, certainly from Trinity's perspective, we have people in all kinds of different places. That there too, wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you work, whatever you do, those little communities, those satellite places of the Church of Jesus Christ, that there also there would be a movement of love God, love neighbor people, Jesus people, joining together to worship and celebrate as a hub. We still come back together to worship, to serve, to bless the city, where we serve and bless the city and seek to encourage the church across the nation. That's what we're becoming. And we're on our way to it. There's more to be done. But wherever we are, we're a love God, love neighbor movement of Jesus-centered individuals, satellite communities across the Perth City region, joining together like this to worship and celebrate as a people gathered together where we can serve and bless the city and encourage the church across the nations. Jesus, city, nation. Jesus, city, neighbor. Because as the church exists, we exist as both a church that's gathered, but also a church that's scattered. London Institute of Contemporary Christianity represent it like this, with little circles. That when we gather like this, or when we gather to serve in the city and bless the city, whether it's through Alpha or prison ministries or what we do in addiction or whatever it is that we're doing as a church in the city from this place here, we're gathered, or are worshiping together, or are praying together, we're gathered here. But most of the time, we spend it scattered. You're still the church when you go out into the world after you meet here or whatever you do here. You're still the church, and you're called to do the same there, to serve and bless in the places you return to from when you've been here. And both matter. It's not one or other. Both are essential to what it means to be the people of God. We need the gathered, and we need the scattered. And at all these places, we're called to be a love God, love neighbor people, called to serve and bless those around us. And God shaped you in a particular way to do that. And only you can do it that way, your way, the way God has made you. And so we want to encourage you to use your God-given shape to love, serve, and bless Jesus, the city, and your neighbor. Jesus, city, neighbor. And the reason why that's so important is Because Jesus said it was the most important thing. Of all the things that Jesus said, he said, this is the most important thing. It's the most important commandment. Here's what we read in Luke chapter 10. Jesus is confronted by a lawyer who asks him a question. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Good question. What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? Jesus said. The lawyer said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You've answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. Now, when Matthew talks about in his gospel these commandments, he goes on to say, all the law and the prophets, everything else hangs on these two things. Love God, love your neighbor. Everything else hangs on that. Why are we emphasizing this? Why am I emphasizing this? Why? As our leadership said, this is who we are. Because Jesus says, this is who we are. And everything else hangs on this love God, love neighbor command that Jesus gives. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Giving our all to God. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we've spoken in the Shape course about the fact that God takes even the worst parts of our life and has the power and the potential to take even the worst places of our life and redeem them and then use them to bring good and love and restoration in the world around. We give all of our life to Christ. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I urge you. Paul's just spent 11 chapters talking about the work of God in Christ in the Spirit. It's a work of mercy and compassion and grace and love and power. And he says, in view of all this, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of all this God's mercy, offer your bodies, everything about yourself, as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. That's true and proper worship. Don't conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What is Paul saying? In view of all this mercy, hand over all of your life to God. All of it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. God will take all of that. That authenticity before God to say, God, I know you've shaped me in these ways and I'm thankful. But also to come before him and say, Lord, I know there are things in my life that have been difficult. Areas of struggle. Lord, would you bring healing to that? And then help even those places to become a way in which to serve and bless you and others. Surrendering, giving all our life to God. But then also serving God with all my life and the way that he has made me. And serving is so important. It has such significance, and I think sometimes we've lost the sense of the significance of a people who serve and bless others. Not just each other, but all others. We're called to become a servant like Jesus. There's significance in the economy of the kingdom of God starts with serving. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. Verses 33 to 35. The disciples and Jesus are on a walk to Capernaum. And when they came to Capernaum, when he was in the house, Jesus asked the disciples, what were you arguing about on the road? And then this telling phrase, they kept quiet because on the way they'd argued about who was the greatest? Who's the best? Who's the best among us? Who's the most significant? But they knew by their silence, that's the wrong question. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all. Significance starts with serving. And if we're not willing to serve, we're missing the significance of the kingdom of God. All of us. Significance in the teaching and the kingdom and the example of Jesus starts with serving. John 13, Jesus washing his disciples' feet, a menial task, humble, serving. And when he gets to the end and having washed their feet, he says this to the disciples, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them likewise." Significance starts with serving. So with all this shape that God has created within you, how are you going to use it? How will you serve and bless using the shape God has given you? How will you do it in the gathered church? How will you do it as the scattered church? Colossians 3:17 and then 23-24. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Filter all you do, all the time, through this framework, through this lens. What am I doing? Am I doing it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to him as I do? Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you're serving. Significance starts with serving. So in your workplace, how can you serve and bless? In your studies, how can you serve and bless? In your home, how can you serve and bless? In the community you live, how can you serve and bless? Filter your life through the serve and bless. Love God, love neighbor. And for your church as well, for us here. How will you serve and bless? God shaped you for this. Love God and then love neighbor, just like Jesus. Significance starts with serving. And if we're not serving, we're not on the pathway of significance in terms of the kingdom of God, because that's what Jesus does and calls us to do. Now, there's a whole other section of this "Who is my neighbor?" that goes on, and the lawyer begins to ask, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And Jesus tells him the story of the Good Samaritan. The Samaritans were in many ways the enemy, the opposite, the keep them at a distance kind of people. But in telling the story of the Samaritan, Jesus says, "Your neighbor is the people that you would least like to spend any time with. They're your neighbor as well. Doesn't matter who they are. They're your neighbor too." And so when you ask yourself, who is your neighbor? Well, it's whoever is around you. Whether you like them, whether you think they should be around you, whether the people you would rather stay a million miles away from, the last people that you would bring for dinner, if they're your neighbor, they're your neighbor. And that's the case whether we're scattered in the places we live and work or whether we're gathered as a church. Love your neighbor, serving your neighbor, whoever they are, with whatever God has given you. As a church scattered, we can go into the next slides, Calvin. How will you live for Christ? How will you serve and bless in your home, in your work, in your social life, in your neighborhood, even in your online social media, in that scattered world? What will it look like for you to serve and bless with the shape God has created within you? Your front lines of your life. You spend far more time as a church dispersed and scattered on your front lines. How are you going to use what God has given? And maybe some of us, as you look at your shape, you maybe need to look at your shape and also your career and say, Has God shaped me for this, or has God shaped me for something else? Is what I'm doing serving and blessing for the good of others and for the glory of Christ? The church scattered. But we're also the church gathered. We need to ask, who's my neighbor as the church scattered? But then we also ask, who's our neighbor in the church gathered? When we gather together in this city, who are our neighbors? Our neighbors are those who are in the prison. Our neighbors are the almost 200 men in the hotels who've come from other countries. And listen, I'm not daft. I know we have a breadth of political opinion in here. Doesn't matter. They're our neighbors. Whatever reason you think they should or shouldn't be here, they're our neighbors. And we are called to love our neighbor, to serve and bless our neighbor. For those who sit on the streets and beg. For the people we meet in the shops. In this city. In this community. If they're our neighbor, the only call is love. The only call. The only call. Love God, love neighbor, whoever they are, wherever they are, wherever they're from. Loving, serving, and blessing. Significant starts in serving. Friends, God has shaped us into a beautiful church. Individually and together. I said a couple of weeks ago, it is my absolute joy to be the pastor of this church. I love you. I pray for you. I'm thankful for you. But we've got to rise up and discover significance in serving. All of us. All of us. As the church scattered and as the church gathered. And if you've been going through this shape course, and I hope you've been thinking about this outside of Sundays, begin to ask, how is God going to use me in the shape that he's given me to serve and bless others? Here's some ways we can help you with that. We can do some shape coaching with you. So if you've done the course, we'd be happy to meet with you one-to-one or get you part of a team coaching, a group coaching, so we can help you identify what are the ways in which I can serve and bless. You can go to our Connect Point, and if you'd like to meet with someone to talk through how you could serve, then we'd be happy for you to do that. Just give your name, and someone will be in touch. Or you can go to our website, and Callum may have a website up for us on the screen. And if you go to our website, you can go to Get Involved, and when you click on Get Involved, take you down to filling in your name, and then you can click on Key Areas. Oh, there, Joe Bloggs. Is anyone called Joe Bloggs in here? Could be a prophetic sign. No, no, okay. If you connect on Connect and Mission, it will give you another drop-down box of areas that you could get involved in if you're interested. You click on any of the ones up at all, it will open up another. So if you go up again to the top, Callum, if you were to click on Hospitality and Administration, it'll give you another drop-down box below. These are ways in which you can get involved. This is a way in which you can serve with the shape God has made for you. So what's stopping you? What's stopping you? What's stopping you from serving and blessing? I'm going to invite the worship team to come up as I wrap up. All the way through this shape course, we've gone back to Psalm 139 and verses 13 and 14 to remind ourselves of these words. For God, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We keep going back to this because God has made you wonderfully. It causes awe. God has made you wonderfully. But he wants to use through you all the gifts and abilities and heart passions and personality and experiences that you've had in your life. As you get towards the end of that psalm, it shifts and it invites us to ask a question. Lord, search me. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. What's stopping you? What's stopping you from serving? at every point, in every way, to every person. What's stopping you? Ask God. God, search me. Know my heart. Test me. Know my anxious thoughts. See if there's anything within me. Anything, any way that's offensive. Because, Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. Here's how the Message version puts it. When we ask God to show you what's stopping you. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. Lord, search me, because I want to be on this road. Isn't that interesting? That when the lawyer asks his question, he asks, what do I need to do for eternal life? And Jesus affirms his answer. Love God and love your neighbor. It's got to be both. It's got to be both. So let's have a surrendered life. A servant life. A shared life. Sometimes it's just better to do this together. And let's find a way to love, serve, and bless the world. Just like Jesus. Would you stand with us, please? And if today you say, Lord, let that be me. Just put your hand in the air. Let it be me. I choose this day to love God and love my neighbor. This day I choose to give myself to a life that serves and blesses others. Lord, you know what's in our hearts and you know what might hinder us. So come and show us. Let nothing hold us back from fulfilling what you've called us to be, that we might love you and love our neighbor, serving God, serving our neighbor, blessing in every way. Help us, Lord. Use the way you've made us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know that some of you have got a rush to get children, and please do so, but we're going to finish with a song that surrenders our life to God, a surrendered life, a serving life, and a shared life. So let's sing together and make those commitments a prayer to God, an offering of our lives to Him as we finish our service.